And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update's brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband. And look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. As well as your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Seawing Ace Hardware. And by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. A family in Kindy is facing the aftermath of a devastating house fire that heavily damaged their home earlier this week. The fire occurred on June 1st, leaving the residents of Terry and Leroy Boyer uninhabitable. Friends and neighbors say the couple escaped the blaze but lost nearly all of their personal belongings. The fire also claimed the lives of two family pets, cats Emming and Rosie. Two other cats, Monty and Sylvester, survived and are receiving treatment for burns and smoke inhalation, according to information shared by the Caseville Small Animal Clinic. Residents in the close-knit Kindy community have rallied around the family in the days following the fire, offering support as they begin the recovery process. Officials have not yet released details regarding the cause of the fire, the extent of the damage, or the emergency response. The investigation, however, remains ongoing. Kindy is located in Huron County's North Thumb region, where local fire departments frequently rely on mutual aid partnerships to respond to structure fires and other emergencies. For now, however, the Boyer family is focused on rebuilding after a loss that neighbors describe as heartbreaking for both the family and the community. And a traffic crash involving a Saginaw County Sheriff's deputy sent one woman to the hospital late Tuesday night in Saginaw Township. Authorities say the collision occurred shortly before 11 p.m. at the intersection of North Center and Brockway Roads. According to the Saginaw County Sheriff's Department, the deputy was responding to assist a township police officer when his patrol vehicle entered the intersection against a red signal and collided with another vehicle. Investigators report that the deputy's emergency lights were activated at the time, although the siren was not in use. The female driver sustained injuries described as non-life-threatening and was transported for medical treatment. The deputy, however, was not hurt. The incident remains under investigation by Saginaw Township Police. And we'll be right back with Russ Cervantes with your obituaries after this message from More Motors.
You love America, and at More Motors, we do too. More Motors is celebrating America's 250th birthday with Ford's American Value for American Value sales event. That's right, you get the same pricing Ford employees get on select new Ford vehicles at More Motors in Cairo. Hi, this is Denny King, the King of Cars. More Motors in Cairo has employee pricing for all on the vehicles built for the people who move this country forward. Here at More Motors in Cairo, save big with employee pricing for all. If you've been waiting for the right moment to upgrade, this is it. Employee pricing for all. But don't wait, because it won't last forever. American Value for American Values. Come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars, at More Motors in Cairo, and see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Cairo for 61 years.
And for our obituaries today, we have George W. Jackson, who passed away peacefully Friday, June 5th, 2026, at his residence in Ubley, Michigan. George was born August 26, 1934, in Ubley. He went on to proudly serve his country as a member of the United States Army. Being a mechanic was his specialty. He humbly talked about working on tanks and all kinds of military equipment. On April 25th, 1967, George went on to marry Linda Leanna Junick, and he's left to cherish his memories, his wife of 59 years, Linda Jackson, children Gigi, Ruth, Tracy, Brent, Lavina, his grandchildren, and 10 great-grandchildren. Visitation will take place on Wednesday, June 10th at Our Savior Lutheran Church of Bad Axe from 9 a.m. until time of service. The funeral service will take place at 11 a.m. at church on Wednesday, and at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, family and friends will travel in procession from the church to Valley Cemetery in Ubley for committal prayers and military honors. Military honors will be conducted under the auspices of United States Army and the Thumb Veterans Organization. Those planning an expression of sympathy may wish to consider a memorial to wishes of the family in care of Ruth A. Panderin. Arrangements have been entrusted to the Maukalpin Funeral Home, and you can leave your thoughts, prayers, and condolences at maukalpinfuneralhome.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
This is Sherry. Transform any room in your home. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. We even have a computer color matcher to find exactly the color you need.
This is Tyler. We have a huge selection of colors. Don't forget all your painting supplies like brushes, rollers, paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths, along with professional advice on how to get the job done. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Seaboing Ace Hardware.
And we are back with your national and international news. A furious zoning battle is boiling over in Nashville, Tennessee, as residents mount a massive protest against plans to build a giant tech data center. But the controversy, however, stems from the proposed location, which sits directly adjacent to the popular Nashville Zoo. Opponents argue the massive cooling infrastructure will create nonstop ambient noise and thermal pollution, severely disrupting the zoo's sensitive animal populations and ruining the local visitor experience. Tech developers insist the facility will bring millions in tax revenue and have offered to build advanced acoustic barriers to mitigate the noise. And the White House has triggered a wave of political blowback after issuing a full presidential pardon to a former Republican congressman convicted of insider trading. The executive action completely wipes away the remaining prison sentence and financial penalties of the former lawmaker. Supporters of the move argue the original prosecution was politically motivated and visually heavy-handed. Critics, conversely, are calling the pardon a blatant abuse of executive power that undermines public trust in corporate accountability laws and the equal application of justice. And a major medical victory around the globe, an American physician who contracted the deadly Ebola virus while treating patients in the Democratic Republic of Congo has been officially released from a specialized isolation hospital in Germany. Doctors state the physician is now completely virus-free and shows no lingering signs of long-term organ damage. The successful recovery has been attributed to the experimental cocktail of monoclonal antibodies administered within hours of the initial diagnosis. Global health officials are praising the seamless international medical evacuation, calling it a blueprint for handling future high-threat pathogen exposures among frontline humanitarian workers. In a surprise diplomatic maneuver, Pakistan's interior minister has landed in Tehran for high-level emergency talks with senior Iranian leadership. The unannounced visit is part of a delicate, urgent mediation effort by Islamabad to de-escalate the rapidly worsening military friction between Iran and the United States. Pakistani officials are attempting to establish a reliable back-channel communication line to prevent accidental military escalation in the Persian Gulf. Diplomatic sources report that while both Washington and Tehran are dug into their respective positions, there is a mutual desire to avoid a full-scale regional war. And we will be right back after this message from the AVS Tech Team.
Depend on the AVS Tech Team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the tech team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the tech team provides automatic, secure offsite storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. However, you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.